used to be said that if you stood around or sat around and blamed others, it could backfire on you. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the blame game has been utilized by President Obama so often that because of the lack of real government school education today, most recent graduates and younger voters probably think that simply blaming Congress for any and all problems is proper procedure. During his recent State of the Union address, the president blamed Congress for the lack of action regarding America's energy problems. Of course, he failed to mention that his refusal to take action and approve the Keystone Pipeline has kept America vulnerable to Middle East enemy nations who benefit from our continued purchase of oil from that part of the world. Also, 42,000 possible new jobs remain just a pipe dream. Meanwhile, China is poised to purchase that oil from Canada and build a closer relationship with our closest ally. Of course, Obama took credit for the increased oil production in North Dakota and elsewhere in the U.S., despite the fact it was former President George W. Bush's policies that opened the door to increased domestic oil production. Unfortunately, domestic oil production may soon decline because President Obama refuses to allow more oil exploration and drilling for new sources. Of course, he'll turn around and then blame Congress. Obama has blamed Congress and others in regards to the problems regarding the minimum wage. While some in Congress and a few senators like Ted Cruz have called for increasing opportunities for all Americans by taking actions to reinvigorate the economy, Mr. Hope and Change just wants to increase the minimum wage, which decreases the number of entry-level, lower-skilled jobs for those like teenagers who are starting out in the world of working for a living. Mr. Hope and Change has blamed Congress for the situation regarding illegal immigrants, simply because some in Congress are calling for first sealing and properly protecting the borders, then taking a look at amnesty for law-breaking invaders. But he refuses to personally take the blame for not fulfilling the sworn duty of protecting America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Since President Obama likes to throw blame around, I wonder when he will turn around and blame himself and Eric Holder for using the U.S. Justice Department to obstruct real justice in regards to serious issues like the death of four Americans in Benghazi, for starters. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Luck and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling in on the second hour on a Monday on Memorial Day. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This goes straight to the phones. Paul in Nevada. Yes, sir.
How you doing? We celebrate Memorial Day today, right?
Yes, sir, we are.
I give you some background information on the holiday?
Please.
I teach pastors and things for churches, and I teach them all the holidays, where they come from, and the background idea of those holidays, and you know, who started it and everything like that. You have to teach. I try to teach them stop taking offerings and start caring for people. So you can see how that goes. I get about 1 out of 30 guys who really love Jesus out of the room.
So right.
It sucks. I wanted to stop and quit, but a friend of mine told me, keep teaching them. You know, they're going to come around. I said, no, they're going to get a new car. So basically, the background of the holiday is whether the bankers celebrating the wonderful wars they started by sending poor people to kill poor people to increase their dollar status. So basically what they're saying is, let's have a wonderful holiday. We can celebrate our wonderful wars that we started. Because I was told, never believe the screenplay, the show on the stage, because sometimes we're just the audience.
Well, you know, I look at that. And I look at who goes. When I was in the service, when I was in the military in the 80s, you know, we weren't fighting war then. We were in the middle of the Cold War.
Right.
And one of my platoon mates, you know, Italian descent, his father was the vice president of Polydor Records.
Right.
Which I don't remember. Do you remember Polydor? Or are you that
yes,
old?
Yes, I remember all of them. I remember those record
yeah.
companies. Yes.
So, ostensibly, you know, I did hang out. I certainly wasn't somebody. I joined because of the bombing of the Marine Corps barracks in Lebanon,
yes.
Beirut, in 1983. I thought we were going to go to war.
Right.
And I wanted to be ready to rock in whatever case. And I didn't know if there was going to be a draft. I was 22 years old, you know. I didn't know anything of the world, so that's why I joined. And I did see, I saw people from all walks of life. I sure did. And a lot of them were not exactly, I mean, I met some guys that was the first time they ever owned a pair of shoes when they joined the military. So
me too. I was in the Air Force. I met some guys who were just happy to have a place to go.
With clothes.
Yes, they were.
And food.
I'm serious. I agree
yeah.
with you. I met guys who just have nowhere else to go. This is like the officer and gentleman. They
yeah.
had nowhere else to go.
Yep. So as far as the background of why we fight war, mm-hmm. that wasn't really a part of my thought process then. It is a part of my thought process now. I look at whenever we enter combat, when what you're describing breaks down.
Yes.
And my only question is, if you're going to put all that in place, why would you let a situation percolate to the point where it breaks down and you have to send the youngest, the most patriotic, the most self-sacrificing out there to make the ultimate sacrifice? But for today, despite, I don't disagree with you one iota as to why some of these things happen, but for today, I just think about the guys that went out there without that. You know, that we're idealistic. Why did you join the Air Force?
I joined the Air Force. I don't know. I think I got tired of chasing women. I kept catching them. So, you know, basically, I don't know. I mean, I was like an adventurer. I mean, I wrote books. I have children books. I have 10 children books out. I drew cartoons for magazines. I traveled the nation. I just ran from place to place. I grew up in a house with two alcoholic parents, so I just wanted to get the hell away from Dodge. I just wanted to run away and just find a new, I don't know what the heck I was looking for. I scratched my head, and I said, what the heck was I looking for? You know, so I made money, traveled. I lived in New York, worked in advertising, went to art school. I just went from place to place. I just had no home, you know. Then I went down to Lackland and joined the Air Force, and I was in there. And I used to crush to my sergeant in basic training, and he wanted to be a pilot. So I just said, why you come to the Air Force to be a pilot? All I got to do is pay about $100 a week and go down to the airport, and they'll train you. You know, why you could go through all this to be a pilot? You know, he never made one. He was just a sergeant, trainer, drill instructor. I said, that's what they gave you. So I said, you can become a pilot. All our troops agreed, said, sir, we believe you can go be a pilot for $100 a week, you know? You know, so he was like, wow. You know, he had a light come on, like, wow, I didn't need the Air Force.
I didn't even think about that, did I?
Yeah, right. I said, that's where I've always been. I've always been on the outside. My dad taught me. I came to my dad one time, and I wanted a pair of Converse All-Stars. And my dad was a philosopher, you know, and he would look at me with his cigar. He used to always watch Walter Cronkite and talk and read his paper after he came from work. And he would say, why, son? He always says a lot to me, why? I said, because everyone's getting them. He says, when did your name become everyone, son? I said, oh, God, you know. And so he said, son, if you do what everyone else does, how does that make you different? He said, you got to be a man, he said, you have to be a standalone. I didn't understand it. He said, you have to be a standalone to be a man, son. A true man is a standalone. He doesn't go along for all the information. He don't go along with all the crowd. He's a standalone. To be a true man, you have to become a standalone. So then all of a sudden, I went in the room, sat on my bed, and thought about it as usual. You know, another moment for my father. So basically, I joined the Air Force because I was just wandering. That's all I was doing. No, did for you. Just went in there and did for, like, just did my years and wandered some more. Got out. Went to D.C., worked for General Dynamics, then wandered some more. You know what I mean? Just went to California, started a company, you know. So now I'm just settled. I'm settled. I don't have no desire to really travel at all because I've been all over the place and out of state, out of country and everything. So now, basically, I'm just sitting here writing children's books. So you can go online to Amazon, look up God Doesn't Care. And that's the one of the books I wrote. I wrote 10 books. So that book's called God Doesn't Care. It's on Amazon. You can check it out.
I very well may likely do
it's,
that. I'd like to go
for children. So basically, you can just check my name out. You can see the other books, NWO, you know, the Cult of the Blue Worms, you know, things like that for children. It really telling them about the New World Order, but it's a broke down to a little worms in a little patch in a little world.
Very, very apt.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, I don't believe when the government makes a holiday, there's something behind that. There's some guys behind in the room talking.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, they're so happy that we have 500 channels of TV and stuff that distracts us from everything. They love the distraction. They love the distraction.
You know they want to. We got too much information now. That's what Gore said. We have too much information. And the Rockefeller, Senator Rockefeller, some governor, I don't know, said that we should have destroyed the Internet a long time ago.
Well, maybe Al Gore shouldn't have invented it in the first place.
He didn't invent it. He can't even raise a darn chia plant, you know. So the man
couldn't.
Chia plant.
He was as good at inventing the internet as he was at running a radio network. So
these guys aren't very smart. When you listen to them on C-SPAN, they're not very intelligent. The intelligent ones, they don't like to talk.
Well, yeah, and the key thing about the ones that aren't intelligent is they're expecting you to not be the individual, to not walk alone. They're expecting you just say, ah, he said it. He was on TV. It must be right.
Right. You want to hear something funny?
Sure.
I'm going to let you go. But let me tell you something funny. A girl one time, I was training a minister, and she's a girl, and she asked me a question one day. She said, how come the commercials are so stupid? I said, because they believe what? And she said, oh, my. She said, they believe that I'm stupid. I said, right, okay? And she said, I mean, I try to have them have epiphanies. I don't give them the answers. I make them search for them. They ask me questions, right?
That kind of self-discovery is like having a 1,200-watt light bulb turned on in your head.
Yes, sir. That's how I have to train them, because I know that their enemy ain't just a man. And I just say he's been around for thousands of years, and he's a smart fellow.
Yep.
And he had, if you can talk to God, you got to be intelligent. If you got to stand before God and make your plans, you got to be a pretty damn smart individual.
Yes, sir, you do.
So anyway, God bless you, and thank you for what you're doing.
Well, it's my pleasure, Paul. And you were in the weeds when, you know, you were there at one time, so have a very good Memorial Day.
I'm going to have some fish and go to a movie.
Roger that. You stay safe, sir. All right, folks, let's go roll into another break. We'll be right back on Memorial Day on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cue.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. I'm going to try to get Congress to fund a study why my voice cracks when I'm trying to do the rejoinder. On a Monday, on Memorial Day, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I mean, they spend money on other stupid stuff. Why not something like that? Now, I've been spending a lot of time with Elliot Rodgers, our latest rampage killer, our latest homegrown narcissistic killer. You know, I watched some of the video of this kid. I saw one video where he's playing Whitney Houston's, one of Whitney Houston's songs, and he's driving down the road and he's got his camera coming back at him, and he's winking and doing the eyebrows and all this other stuff, then making the phone dance on the street and everything. This is what we have sown, folks. This is what we have sown. I know young couples, or I know of young couples, that never talk on the phone to each other, but they will text each other all day long. They'll have arguments over text. They'll break up over text. They'll reunite over text. You've seen people on Facebook every time they go and have a bagel or a box or a bowl of Captain Crunch, or they go to lunch somewhere. It tells you where they are. It tells you what they're doing. And, you know, we have grown this narcissistic generation. And this is what we get when you have a bunch of narcissists coming up. When they are rejected, they lash out at a demographic. Not at individuals, but at a demographic. They see a perceived wrong. I've got a car. I'm good looking. I've got money. I've got this. I've got that. It's cool. I'm cool. Everybody's cool. I'm more. But they never take time to find out how cool I am. Maybe talking to somebody would point that out. Elliot Rodgers was on the, not too long ago, he was on the red carpet when the Hunger Games came out. His father was an assistant producer of that. Elliot Rodgers went a little further, and he actually created his own dystopian drama this past Friday. And he went out on a deadly rampage. Not a gun rampage, like they're saying. He attacked people with guns, with knives, and with cars. He attacked them with whatever. You know, if it crossed his mind to pick up a gumball machine and say, if I brain somebody with this, it will kill them, he probably would have had one of those. This kid had the run-up to be a spree killer, a rampage killer. He created things in his mind. Expectations did not happen the way he thought they would. He went through all five steps. Now, I don't think he had a job. So I'm presuming that his parents, if probably gave him a credit card, for example, like a Hollywood, child of privilege would have, because, you don't want him to carry cash or anything. So my question is this: how did he buy two SIG 226s, a Glock 34, and 41 10-round magazines for those guns? How come nobody noticed that? If my dad is in control of my spending and I have no other means of support than my dad, if I'm out there and I'm buying two of the same gun and all these magazines and everything, don't you think the Rogers accountant might have caught that or something? And maybe they did, because they did call police. This kid, he was born in London. He moved to America with his parents at the age of five. 2 years ago, he was on the red carpet for the Hunger Games, accompanied by his father, Peter. Now he is the latest mass murderer. Although, interestingly, in England, on the dailymail.co.uk, where they don't want us to have guns either in England, for some reason, the elites there don't think we should have guns. They're saying he shot half a dozen people dead. No, they didn't. Limey's, he shot three. His proficiency with the knife was much higher than his shooting. It could have been a lot worse. But this kid, once he got on a roll, and I mean, this shows something about police. Police respond to crime scenes. So in 10 minutes' time, when he was creating his 12 crime scenes, all the police could do was react to each one until they actively came across him. And then they could get proactive with him. But this was, and I think this points out a couple of things, and a couple of the callers have alluded to it. Isla Vista is a party town. Everybody lives for the party. Now, they've had violence there before, but not much. I've got a couple of questions about how all this transpired. First of all, how did he take and knife three males? How much resistance was put up by the three males to be knifed? Being attacked with a knife, if it is not a surprise, you have a moment to think about what's going on. Did he surprise all three? Were all three present in the room when he pulled out whatever he stabbed him with? Because I haven't even heard it was a knife. It's just a sharp instrument. But where was that reaction amongst them? And if there was a reaction, was it the kind of reaction that Frank was talking about, where some people just look at things and say, I can't believe this is happening. Holy wow. You know. This guy, though, Elliot Rogers, you can't telegraph this anymore. The only thing he could have done more to telegraph his intentions, I mean, he's posting the videos up on YouTube. The only thing he could have done more to telegraph his intentions more to a higher degree would have been to have sent an engraved invitation to the local law enforcement to say, I'm going to be on a rampage killing later on today. Please join me. They should not have shown up and interviewed him, not the police. They should have shown up, taking him in, putting him on a 48-hour hold, putting him on a 72-hour hold, putting him with a professional, searching his computers, looking at his phone, because they had multiple sources. They had social workers and his parents' lawyer telling them, this kid is going to be an issue. And they didn't believe it because he was polite and kind. And he did have his day of retribution. He wrote a 140-page written manifesto entitled My Twisted World. He didn't like that he was still a virgin at 22. He did say, I will kill every single blonde bad word that I see, and blame women for throwing themselves at obnoxious brutes for rejecting him, the supreme gentleman. When he was making that last video, I don't know if you catch it, but he's constantly looking around. Now he's got himself wound up to this pitch to where now he is really aware of what's going on around him, like a predator on the hunt. We'll be right back on a Monday, on Memorial Day. This is Lock and Load.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Sling from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flash-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Monday, on Memorial Day, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to do a real quick timeline of what Elliot Rodgers did, and then we're going to move on because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to try to turn this into a distraction. While all of this is going on, we still have Operation Choke Point occurring. We still have the VA scandal occurring. We still have defiance, open defiance in Connecticut and New York occurring. New Jersey is getting ready to ban 22 caliber rifles, tube-fed rifles that have been around, I don't know, forever. They're getting ready to ban those. Or Christie may not. He may veto it. We'll see how that works. Still got stuff happening in California. So all of this is just the latest outrage. This is an outrage against humanity. This is what this is. It doesn't matter the tools, okay? The tools don't matter. It doesn't matter the background, the ethnicity. This is an outrage against humanity. This is a person, Elliot Rodgers was a guy who got to the point to where he got out there and he didn't see people anymore. He saw rejection. And he hated rejection. In the chat room, they were talking about maybe it's surprising you didn't find a gold digger. Yeah. But whatever happened, he went from seeing people, as human beings, as something to shoot up, something to run over. He ran over one kid in a biker on a board or something, and that kid was half in his car. because he went through the windshield. He'd ride up and strike up conversations with people on the side of the road, then pull out his gun and start shooting at them. Get him close. This is evil. That's what it is. It's evil. Tools don't. And you know, one of the interesting things about this is that after all of this happened with those young people there in Isla Vista, California, they didn't talk about it amongst themselves. They got on Facebook, posted their little Facebook press releases. Wow, I'm lucky to be alive tonight. There was one young lady he walked up on saying, hey, yo, what's up? And then he started shooting at her, missed her every time. And she thought he was shooting an airsoft gun at him. She didn't realize that it was a real gun until she started hearing that sonic crack around her head. I get the impression of Isla Vista being full of a bunch of people who are thinking about the next party, the next holiday, the next break. They may be, you know, paying homage to their studies to a certain degree. But they're not living in light. They're not living in reality. Reality is a very ugly, dangerous place to live. And they live in it. They're just not acknowledging it. And the first thing they do is what they know. They go to Facebook. So let's have a little timeline here. Remember, in his video he said, I'm going to take great pleasure in slaughtering all of you. Now he wasn't looking for anybody individually, interestingly. He never names names. They're always generic groups. Bad boy types, jock types, blonde types, sorority girl types. He didn't see people, he saw groups. He saw a swath, a demographic. I don't know why you girls are so repulsed by me, he said. I am polite, I am the ultimate gentleman, and yet you girls never give me a chance. I don't know why. And we're never going to know how he treated women. I'm sure there'll be some that come forward and say, oh yeah, I knew him, he's a little creep. We're never even going to know if that's going to be true. The people, you know, the people that were his rivals, I deserve girls much more than all these slobs. Girls. What about an individual girl? How about that? I don't know. You will finally see that I am in truth the superior one, the true alpha male. His power came from violence. After his knifings of those three roommates at his apartment complex, when he got on the road, it was 9:30 p.m. local time Friday, and he went to the Alpha Phi sorority house on the University of California Santa Barbara campus. In his manifesto, he said, I know exactly where their house is, and I've sat outside it in my car to stalk them many times. He pounded on the door for 1 to 2 minutes. When nobody came to the door, he then shot three women who were standing nearby, killing two of them, 19-year-old Veronica Weiss of Westlake Village, California, 22-year-old Catherine Cooper of Chino Hills, California. They would be victims 5 and 6. Third was taken to a hospital and believed to be in serious condition. Then he drove to a deli where he walked inside and shot and killed another UC Santa Barbara student, 20-year-old Christopher Michaels Martinez of Los Osos, California. This was the young man whose father blamed the NRA for this. Michaels Martinez was the last one killed, but the rampage would continue. Rogers drove up Del Playa Drive, shooting out the driver's side window and wounding several people. He shot twice at sheriff's deputies who were responding to the various shooting scenes. On the second occasion, three deputies returned fire and struck Rogers once in the left hip. He struck two bicyclists with his car, the second of whom caved in the car's windshield. Seconds later, his BMW hit several parked cars and came to a stop. They arrived and handcuffed him, but he was already dead from a gunshot wound to the head that investigators believe was self-inflicted. 13 people were injured, 8 from gunshot wounds, 4 from the vehicle, and 1 whose origin wasn't clear. 4 of the injuries were considered serious, and total sheriff's deputies had to process 12 crime scenes in 10 different locations. They found 3 semi-automatic handguns, 2 SIG 226s and 1 Glock 34, with 400 unspent rounds in his black BMW, all purchased legally through the jump, you know, got to jump through the hoops in California. 41 10-round magazines. He did attend Santa Barbara City College, but was no longer in any classes. In the past year, authorities had had 3 contacts with him, including one case in which he claimed to be beaten, but deputies suspected he was the aggressor. April 30th was when sheriff's deputies went to check on him at the request of his family. Deputies reported back that he was shy, polite, and having a difficult social life, but did not need to be taken in for mental health reasons. How did they know that? How did they know he was having a difficult social life? Rogers said in his manifesto, if they demanded to search my room, that would have ended everything for a few horrible seconds. I thought it was all over. Now remember, okay, Benghazi was supposedly caused by a YouTube video, and here we got this kid making YouTube videos saying, I'm going to slaughter all of you. And for some reason, that doesn't, you know, ring any bells. For what it's worth, the Rogers family is staunchly against guns. Guns has nothing to do with this. This is a madman. Okay? A madman doesn't care about the tool. He cares about the opportunity to hurt people, to kill people. East La Vista is a half-square-mile town centered on university life with outdoor cafes, bike shops, burger joints, sororities, and fraternities. Read that to mean a target-rich environment. One of the things that struck some of the kids after this happened was how quiet it was in East La Vista, because it's a little party town. The wrecked BMW remained on the street with the smashed-in windshield and the driver's door wide open. This is what evil looks like. This is how evil manifests itself. Some little thing that starts at the top of the hill is just a speck of snow and rolls down and becomes something huge. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
The Low Rider. The Low Rider is a little higher.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Monday, on Memorial Day, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talked about this guy before. His name is Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bateman. And he writes very offensive anti-gun screeds in Esquire magazine. And he uses his rank as some form of authority. Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army. Well, a couple of times people have taken him up and taken him to task for it. And David Godrio makes a very reasoned response to some of this. See, Lieutenant Colonel Bateman is not unlike a lab chimp who presses the colored button to release a food pellet. When pro-gun people see that he's written something else, they link to him. And then pro-gun people, because they're reading the pro-gun column or the pro-gun website, the pro-gun blog, see what he's written, and then some of them get quite irate. Okay? And then he gets to use this as ammunition to prove that there's a need for gun control. So David, and I'm with him on this. He decided, and I fully agree with him, to let him fling offensive material Just let him do it without an audience and discourage that foul output. Now, that was his original intention. Now he's having to sit around and rethink that because of a reader comment left under the column by someone who agrees with him, and one that gives us a very revealing insight into what passes for the mind of a hostile anti-gunner. Top commentator Thomas Cleaver recalls, "A couple of years ago, a gun nut I know was playfully asking me why I didn't get a gun and do some target shooting, which he claimed was fun. I asked him, if I got a gun, will it be okay to shoot you? Don't worry, I've shot and killed people before, and I'm way past getting upset at seeing you lying on the floor with your brain splattered on the wall. Been there long ago. We have never talked about guns since. And yes, I have shot and killed people in Vietnam, and that's why I haven't had a gun since. But there are days when I think that may turn out to be the only way to deal with these fat-headed morons. Anybody feel like having a conversation with this guy on guns?" That's what they ask us for. Here's an anti-gunner. This is what, you know, he's saying, well. And, you know, that really, when they get out there and say, we don't want there to be guns, they're making an unspoken, they're giving you an unspoken statement there. Because they know it's going to take guns to take guns away from you. So they're not against guns, they're against you having guns. Mr. Cleaver, top commentator Cleaver's sentiment does raise other questions. Why are some anti-gunners such apparently violent head cases who fear they're going to lose control? And when they come up, and who then, you know, they come up with a justification for killing you. While they're saying that we're killing people when we're not. What does that say about why they must not trust anyone else? And isn't his admission an argument for arming ourselves in the face of this potential homicidal maniac walking freely amongst us? Now, why would we single him out? There's plenty of deranged and ethically impaired internet trolls out there. What makes him noteworthy? This guy is just not your average comment poster. He's a guy with Hollywood credits. He's a published author. I also spent 3 years in the Navy and naval aviation as an enlisted sailor in the days immediately prior to and during the outbreak of that waste of 58,000 American lives and God knows how many Asian lives in Vietnam. This on his Amazon.com bio. He was working in the operations office for an admiral. He relates in an online recollection of the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Now, based upon his bio, I got a question. When did he shoot anybody? People that work for the admiral don't kit up and go into the field. If he was a sailor with an aviation unit in the Navy, what that tells you, even if he was working on the ship in the aviation field, when the pilots lift off and go to combat, he watches them go, and he sits on the ship. When did he shoot somebody? I mean, I think he should elaborate on that. When did he shoot somebody? He wasn't in the job description to shoot people. As interesting as that little bit of his personal history is, which I kind of think that's a little bit of stolen valor there, I'm more interested in his current state of mind that's most revealing, especially if he believes that there are days when he thinks shooting and killing gun owners may turn out to be the only way. Now, Sarah Thompson, MD, did a very nice analysis on this, Raging Against Self-Defense, A Psychiatrist Examines the Anti-Gun Mentality. When you look at it in that context, who else would we expect from a what else would we expect from a raging progressive who evidently believes humans a cancer on the planet? And he does take pride in the fact that he raised $350,000 for Barack Obama. If it's true, it also will tell you that he's frequently accused. It doesn't give his rank. He's frequently accused by his fellow lefties of not being left enough. And you can only imagine what they must have in mind for any who believe in a different relationship with government than the one they demand. Although we have seen the way history can work out. An anti-gunner is not against guns. He's against you owning guns, against the run-of-the-mill citizen owning guns, who doesn't have a progressive bone in his body. He's against you being self-reliant. He's against you being able to repel an attack. But he's not against guns because guns would have to be used to take your guns from you. And then it's perfectly okay to kill you to get those guns out of your hands because you're a gun nut. And here we have a guy embellishing on his little comment section in there. I've shot and killed. When? Where? How would you have shot anybody when you worked for the Admiral? I've known guys that work for flag officers. I knew one guy that was the aide to a general. And I mean, he had a good life. He had a very good life. And, you know, it's temporary duty. It's a temporary duty. It's not something you, well, I don't know. With generals, you may follow them throughout your whole career. And the thing about that is you take care of his clothes. His name was Thomas Cleaver, I believe. I'm being asked what his name was in the chat room. Thomas Cleaver. And he is he's a published author. You can find his bio on Amazon.com. Yeah, aides to the generals and the admirals and everything else. They're worried about the clothes and is the golf course ready? Is the car, does the air conditioning work on the car? They're not out there saying, well, you know, we got to go out and walk 15 clicks and go get that there. We're going to be in DD deep stuff. Buku trouble. They're not out there doing that. And that's okay. That's part of, you know, that's a job in the military. But the people that do that job are not out there shooting and killing people. They're not in combat. This is a wannabe that's going along with another wannabe. We'll be right back. Let's flip into the last hour of the day. On a Monday, on Memorial Day, this is Lock and Load.